The coronavirus has thrown everybody for a loop, including insurance companies like State Farm.
The folks who price insurance, they're looking to see what's an aberration and what may be a shift in trend.
That's Jim Auden from Fitch Ratings. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Monday, July 27th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now let's lead off with how Illinois State University surpassed the target for its biggest fundraising campaign ever by $30 million. More from Eric Stock.
Vice President of University Advancement Pat Vickerman says he never imagined Redbirds Rising would reach $180 million.
Did we anticipate going by to the tune of $30 million? No, not at all. And that's really a credit to our alumni and friends who stepped up in a big, big way.
The campaign reached its goal last year and set a June 30th end date. ISU took the campaign public 3 years ago. A bulk of the money goes to support academic programs at $78 million and to support students to the tune of $70 million. Additional funding goes to facilities and faculty. Vickerman says the coronavirus pandemic didn't seem to hurt the campaign. He notes the university raised $6 million in the last 3 months.
It was really inspiring to see our alumni and friends step forward. It wasn't a matter of, no, everyone's going to take a step back and reassess. I think people did that, but quickly started to value the role of education and the ISU experience in particular.
Vickerman says alumni engagement remains high, even though in-person events have stopped because of COVID-19. He says the university has had to rely much more on technology to maintain virtual connections with the donors.
It's really given us another arrow in our quiver, if you will, to connect with our alums. And we're very excited about that because we are seeing new people step forward and engage with the university.
Despite the financial uncertainty the pandemic has caused, Vickerman says the $180 million raised hasn't lost its purchasing power. He says much of the money will be placed in endowments to serve as long-term investments for the university. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. There were 5 new cases of the coronavirus reported yesterday in McLean County. There are now 3 people hospitalized and 67 others isolating at home. Our testing positivity rate is now 2.3%. Owners of the Greentop Grocery Co-op have elected a new board after social media upheaval contributed to the resignation of the entire board last month. The new leaders will be installed Tuesday. And state officials are warning of child drowning risks associated with home pools as beaches and public pools remain closed during the pandemic. They're recommending inflatable pools be emptied right after use and stored upside down. Find those stories and more at WGLT.org. The pandemic has substantially affected the insurance industry from an underwriting and investment perspective. That's the takeaway from a new report from Fitch Ratings, which also projects that State Farm won't be alone atop the auto insurance business for much longer. I spoke with Fitch's Managing Director for Insurance, Jim Auden, about the report, starting with the unprecedented move by auto insurance to give back millions in premiums because their customers are driving and crashing a whole lot less. I asked him, have insurers given back the same amount as they've saved by not having to pay out so much in claims?
Underwriting exposures in auto, people driving a lot less miles and, you know, their cars spending more time in the garage than on the road, that's changing the risk exposure and the experience. Insurers see that and, you know, they're trying to respond to it with various reductions in premiums or dividends or discounts on future renewals. But I think right now they're probably still catching up on that. And, you know, a lot of it is in insurance, the folks who price insurance, you know, they're looking to see what's an aberration and what may be a shift in trend in their experience. So that'll take time to see. And, you know, I think we'll see more premium reductions in the near term going forward. Really, the question is, when do we get back to more normal driving experience and the inevitable more normal claims frequency?
So, Jim, when 2020 is all said and done, what sort of financial year will it have been for insurance companies?
It's probably poised to be break-even underwriting profitability in 2020. And I think with the changes we've seen, that change in experience will probably lead to better results in auto insurance than the prior year. And, you know, hard to say the magnitude of that, but we would think better. And, you know, many of these companies, they're personal lines writers, so they also write homeowners coverage. And, you know, always the bigger variable of uncertainty for those companies is catastrophe experience each year. So we're in the middle of hurricane season now, and, you know, you just can't tell if there'll be a big event or not this year.
So you've talked about trying to tell the difference between aberration and a trend with staying power. In that context, then, if people are driving less and auto insurers have fewer claims to process, does that mean insurers will need fewer people to do all that work? What's the impact on workforce here?
Well, definitely not immediately, right? I think that companies, you know, they'll budget for those shift in trends over time. But longer term, the insurance industry, I think, you know, has been investing in technology to get more efficient and, you know, operational efficiency and better analytics and pricing and claims, you know, to really boost performance that way. You know, I think over the long term there has been some workforce reduction as technology comes in, but more so I think the nature of jobs in insurance has changed. So, you know, I read a lot of stories about how there's an aging workforce in insurance, and they're challenged to bring young people in, and you know, college graduates, and really, you know, what the talent that's needed today is a little different than the past. That you need people that are, you know, technologically proficient and, you know, can do advanced analytics and things like that.
State Farm has been the biggest auto and homeowners insurance company for quite a while in terms of market share. Do you see that changing soon?
Homeowners insurance, they've been by far the biggest writer over the long term, and they write about double the premium of Allstate, second largest writer. And, you know, I think that relationship will probably stay the same over the longer term. In auto insurance, very competitive business, and if you are watching sports on TV any given weekend, you can see that with, you know, inundated by ads from all the major writers to buy their coverage. And in that line, State Farm's biggest writer, but they've been challenged by significant growth, particularly from Geico and Progressive. So they've been growing at a faster pace than State Farm for some time. And, you know, if you just extrapolate those growth trends, we think Geico and State Farm will be pretty much neck and neck in auto by the end of 2021.
Why is Geico catching up on auto?
They do it profitably, too, and, you know, definitely they see it as an attractive business. They have distribution and technology that has helped them succeed over time, and, you know, they also have a lot of capital behind them.
It's Jim Auden, Managing Director for Insurance at Fitch Ratings. Before we let you go, the Bloomington City Council meets tonight at 6. They'll discuss COVID's impact on the city budget and vote on a water infrastructure master plan. Thank you for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.